So we have frequent conditions that are clearly clear to us in order to take the law in your own hands. It's not Wild West, you have to have these three conditions at least. And we learned the last 2 weeks. Okay? At least three are very clear. And that was that if you don't take the law in your hands, you go to the basin, you're going to lose. Secondly, when you're now performing the law in your own hands, it has to be the law. That's what Basin would have done as well. And when you're doing it in the least possible way to cause damage to other person, the minimal that you can.
Aren't 2 and 3 sort of the same? And you wouldn't Basin also minimize?
No, the actual action, like you said, with the car, who are imprisoning you. Well, Basin won't imprison you. They would get rid of them. They would open up the prison. They would tow away the car, you said. Not to imprison the car. So imprison a car is actually the opposite of what Basin do. Now, they would tow away the car. Yeah. Well, I mean, they would get rid of the car. Yeah. So actual act of getting rid of the car, you can do it 2 ways. You can either flatten it, or you just pull it out. Well, both of them are doing what the psak says means to get rid of it. But you have to do it in a fashion which is the bare minimum.
So wouldn't the psak of Basin also be to get rid of the bare minimum?
To get rid of it. Now, the Basin will say, get rid of the car. Yeah, obviously they will say, do it in the bare minimum way. But it's not. When we say it has to be the psak of the Basin, it has to be the psak of the Basin. Actually, what you're doing is in the klalis, what the Basin
sees
the God. Okay. Now, we have our case, which we're discussing this week. 2 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of Hanof, alarm goes out, off, in somebody's Markolet, local shop over there.
Maisa Shoei Kachaya.
And all the neighbors wake up, all the wakers wake up, and, because it's been going on for a long time, the whole few buildings are already up now. So, they contact the owner, who lives in Ramot, and says, you know, the alarm's going off over here. He said, oh, I feel so bad for you. So they said, okay, so come round and turn it off. Yes, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow morning I'll be there and I'll turn it off. What about the whole night? Okay. For me to get out of bed and come to the office, it's not a comfortable thing. Okay. So let's obviously say that it's going off. It's serving. Okay, I understand. I feel very bad for you. This is Shem in the morning. Everything will be fine.
He's not concerned that his store is being broken into.
Not being spoken into. Yeah, they say it's not being broken into. It's just going off. Mechanical area. Okay. So the neighbors are not happy and they can't convince him. So what do they do?
Cut the wires.
They break into the shop and they turn off the alarm. Or in a technical way, by just breaking it. Okay. So now, Reuven, the owner of the shop, takes them to Basin for damages. So the shaila is whether the Shchedim in Hanof correct and okay in fulfilling what they did, because they took the law in their own hand. I did it of it initially in Ashe. Was it correct? Now, do we have the three conditions before we discuss the four? The three conditions. Okay. Would they have a hesed by going to Basin?
Yes,
of course.
Well,
yeah.
The hefzer is
sleep.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can't get it back.
It
doesn't
have to be monetary.
Okay. That's the shiny money. Hefzer, we said, is even if you're losing money, you should give back it, but you're losing money. Now you're losing money. That's also called going to out of prison. Yeah? I've lost. I go to Basin, I've lost. Even if it's money, you go to Basin. Hey, but it happens to be not money. Now, what they did was the psak of the Basin, not the psak of the Basin. What would Basin say?
Turn it off.
Okay. Now, did they do the bare minimum in turning it off?
Look, all right. I mean, they're not.
They're
not mechanics. They don't know what they're doing.
If the owner would happen to be in China, and you go to Basin, and Basin say turn it off, and the guy's in China, yeah. So what would they do? Okay, so we have to turn it off in the bare minimum way. We have to break in and turn it off. That's the bare minimum.
Well, that may cost more than the damage.
Can you get somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning to do that?
Yeah.
In this circumstances, the bare minimum not to lose is this. Yeah, okay. So these three conditions we can lose. Now, last week we said you can't kill the cats.
You can't kill the cats?
You can't kill the cats. You can't kill the cats, sure. I'll send to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. And the reason being is even though we had these three conditions, the Chabbos Yor came up with a fourth condition. Based on a Gemara and the Psak Halach of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Sadi Zayin Sif Beis, the Chabbos Yor came up because there the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says, a halach of that, you can't kill the animals disturbing you. That was can't kill the cats type of situation. Aye, you've got all these three conditions. This is the only way I can do it to stop it disturbing. So it says the Chabbos Yor, Simon Kuv Sanachay, which is the fourth condition. We're going to discuss this now. And like, why not? Why can't you kill the animals disturbing you? Do not mean an Ovid in this did enough. We do not say you can take the law in your own hands. You can only take the law in your own hands. You only have the hat of the Dayan and the hat of the Mishtara if the guy is coming to damage you with Kavanah.
Meaning the Kavanah to damage you?
Yes, Kavanah to damage you. For Rotson, he wants to. He wants to damage you, steal you, damage you. That's his Kavanah. He's in front of you. You need to protect that. Take the law in your own hands if you had these three conditions. You can stand up against him to protect yourself. Much you lost. You can even damage him, whether physically or his money, in order to do it, in order to get him away, because you're doing Ovid in the Shtashay with the conditions. Mashayin came when we're talking about an animal. When it belongs to Reuven, this animal. And even if you want him, but at the moment this animal comes and now it's disturbing you, but now the animals damage you without the knowledge at this moment in time of the damage from the owner. And even if he knows about it, it's not his rots. It's not what he wants. So therefore, the owner who is damaging you through his cat or through the animal is not doing it for kavanah. He's maybe doing it because of negligence. Extreme negligence. Assume not ben otam l'chavera, but to say he's saying this guy is coming because he wants to damage me, because that's his whole plan in life, to make me be damaged. No, he's saying I don't want you to be damaged. I feel very sad and sorry for you that my cat and my animal is damaging you, but I'm not going to deal with my cat.
So according to the Chabbos Yor,
and therefore that's why the Shulchan Aruch said there last week, you can't kill the animal.
What was the case of the Shulchan Aruch?
Shulchan Aruch says the goats are coming into your field and eating your produce, and you water them three times, and you still can't check that goat, even though the owner is completely negligent and is doing it, unless the goat is supposed to be checked, even the owner was checked. Otherwise, you can't. You just have to take it to the basin and get your money back from the bank. Okay?
Cool.
So therefore, says the Chabbos Yor, this din of it in the Nashe is a fourth condition. It has to be that the human being who's trying to damage you, and you're protecting yourself from that human being, because then he's called the human being is he wants to damage you. Okay, now you can put the hats of the Mishtara on, and you can be the Mishtara in that situation. Otherwise, you can't be the Mishtara. You can't. You just got to make claims afterwards through the court process called Basin.
What if damage that's being caused is going to be considered a drama, so all the other people are wrong?
Okay, we'll get that. It's good. You're saying good. Let's say. We'll say in a second. Okay. If that's true. Yep. So therefore, let's relate it. If that's the fourth condition, related to Akis.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand the Chabbos Yor. According to Chabbos Yor, if my neighbor's car is rolling down the street because he didn't leave the emergency brake on, and it's about to go into my very expensive Ming vase, I'm not allowed to put something in front of it that's going to cause a dent in the car?
At this stage, correct.
Okay.
Okay. Right? So therefore, that now related to our case. Yes, we had all three conditions in the Harnoff Ramot case, but do we have this fourth condition? Is it a human being here coming to damage you, and therefore you now have the right to be the police force, or not? What's damaging you under these circumstances?
Just negligence
of the owner.
Actually, I would argue with that in this particular case. Because who said he had a right to install an alarm that was off in the middle of the night to begin with?
Oh, come on. He put the alarm to make it go off in the middle
exactly.
of the night.
Exactly. He doctor wanted people to wake up.
Scare away the bad guy. Well, that's what happens if you wait for 3 weeks, and that's what happens. You get a bit rusty.
I think for a different reason.
You get a bit rusty.
I think for a different reason.
Yes.
It is Kavana. When he installs it, he knows there is a possibility that a false alarm.
Okay, noise. Okay, fine.
Okay, so now, if you know that, you also have responsibility.
Okay.
Okay,
so therefore.
So when he was informed at 2 in the morning that it's going off, he has a responsibility, and now it's turned into...
Okay, but is it Barofson? Is it the word? This guy is... He wants you to suffer. Yes. That's the... He wants
by
you
to
suffer.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting out of bed.
He just doesn't want to go.
It's not Barofson, but the father here is specifically Behemoth. So this particular condition could apply only to Behemoth.
Well, now, what? Why are you chayef for your animal damaging? Why are you chayef for your behemoth damage?
It's your property.
So it's your money that's damaging.
Right. But an animal is different than other items that you own. An animal is a bar das. An animal can make, we said, what? An animal can make decisions
for you. Bar das?
Not b'chira. I don't mean b'chira, Yerushimayim b'chira. But I mean that an animal can act on its own. You know, it may not be your rutzon, it may not be, but an animal does this, and everybody has a special, he's giving a special head there for animals.
So this alarm had das, it decided to go off. It decided to go off, also, it decided to go off for some reason. Yeah, it decided to go off.
Why is that not Behema? You know, Mashma, it's only Behema.
That's the case of the Gemara. That's why. But he says, when is it that you have this heter of being the police force? When's Barotsum? Has to be Barotsum.
Knowing about not doing anything, that's called Barotsum.
That's Barotsum. Barotsum, the word Rotsum means.
I mean, I'd rather my sleep.
Yes,
than
that's all called Rotsum. That's all called Rotsum.
So he says, the cases in the Gemara with the Avodah Nishdina, they're all Barotsum, the guy was being sadistic?
Yes. Okay. Fine. So therefore, Lachor, you're missing this four, and therefore, the Shechenu are wrong. But let's analyze it deeper. Okay. The case of the Chavisyah, where he says you can't do because it's the animal, is slightly different from our case. And maybe that makes a big difference. And it's something to do with what Matis said at the beginning. Yeah, something to do with that. What does Matis mean?
I won't have recourse in that thing. I won't get anything back.
Won't have recourse. So, what's the case of the Chavisya? No. You miss. You have to. This is Medaptic now. It's not the first condition.
First condition, if I don't go to base now, I'm going to lose.
Even if I go to base now, I'm going to lose.
It's even worse. But I'm saying it's at best first condition.
The case of where you're allowed to do it, let's do it. Let's start with the Chavisya. The case of the Chavisya says you're not allowed to take the law in your own hands because it's not Guy and Rodson. What's the case? The animals or what they're doing? What are those animals doing?
Damaged
eating. So therefore, even though normally you'll be able to go to take the law in your hands, here you can't. Why normally you're allowed to take the law in your own hands? If it would be a human being eating your produce. You'll be allowed to do it. Why?
Because his property, he's not doing it for
Rotson. That's what, but let's say it's a human being who's doing it, so it is Rotson. Then you'll be able to take the law in. Why?
If you don't go on that basis now, you're going to lose.
What are you going to lose?
more damage. I mean, it's amazing, but they're trying to hear your case tomorrow, your appeal's already gone.
Fine, but you'll be able to recover it. You'll be able to recover it. So we said loss doesn't mean something you can't recover. Loss means now I've lost it and I have to go and recover it. So therefore you can be the policeman, even if you can recover it, you can still be the policeman, because now you're losing. Now you're losing, because, and you can be the policeman. Okay? But if you're not the rotzen, because it's the animal, then you can't. You just go ahead, and what do? Go to Basin, and what do you do in Basin?
Recover.
Okay. So we're talking about the difference between an animal and a human being is a situation where you can recover the loss. You're going to lose, but you can recover. On that, the Chavis Yoh says, well, it depends. If it's a human being standing against you, then you can be the police force, you can even stop him losing, even though you can recover, but you can stop him losing. Now I'm losing, you can stop. But since it's an animal, then you can't take the law in your own hands. And then you have to go to Basin to recover. Okay.
Why don't you just take the person to Basin?
You can take it to Basin.
No, what, no. So why are you allowed to stop?
No, because that's a special din of it, and I'll show you, because I have to go through all the tears. I'm going to lose the money in time, and therefore you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he'll run out of money. There's a sequel that I may not see the money again. That I may lose. Fine, but since it's not barots and you're not allowed to do it, that's the difference. That's the chiddush of the chavisha. In both cases, of the human being and the animal, you got a loss which you can recover, and if since it's a human being, you can even stop the loss. If it's an animal, you have to take the loss and recover it afterwards. Okay. In our case of the lamb, is it the same? Same story, what is it?
You can never recover the loss.
It's a case where you can never recover the loss. Would you still say that, oh, animal, I can't do anything? Or would you say, well, the Chavis Yoh is only saying an animal, you can't do anything, because there you can recover. Just go to the basin, just recover it. In our case, with a scenario, even if it's an animal, even if it's money, maybe the Chavis Yoh would agree and say, here, even though it's an animal, you can stop the whole thing, because there's no way of recovery. No way of recovery. Yeah. Maybe that's different.
Why is an animal different from a human being?
That's the Chavis Yoh says. One is Barotson, so that gives you the power to be the policeman. If it's not Barotson, so you're not
to, he has to be malicious. He can't just want to eat your field because he's hungry.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay.
He's maliciously eating your fields because he's hungry.
Well, no, if it's because he's hungry, it's not malicious.
He is.
Right?
Why not?
I'm not doing it because I want to damage you.
Yes, he is. I'm
no,
doing
it because I want to fill my stomach.
That's called malicious.
That's not called the Ratzon Hazikah.
Yes,
I'm
it
not,
is.
I'm not,
yes, it is.
Well, that was my question to begin with. What was the Kavanah?
The Kavanah is I want to damage him. Why do I want to damage him? Because I don't like him,
no,
or because I want food. It doesn't
him.
Make a difference.
He
that's
doesn't
called
care if he's damaged or not. He just wants to satiate his hunger.
Yes, that's what he knows. He's also in the action of damage.
You're calling it a secretion.
It's not the secretion. It's not the secretion. I'm not helping to damage him. Why do I
want to slip out? I don't want to slip out.
I turned the lamb on.
I'm leaving it on.
I'm leaving it on. It's not an action of damage.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Why?
That's a passive.
First of all, I did turn it on. I said in place that it will go on.
No, you did not say that. It goes back to your own terror, which you said already.
No, even if I was Muslim for me to do that.
Yes,
I'm doing one.
You did not turn it on. You did not turn it on.
You don't say Agana was not Chayef, but I don't want to cause you a loss. I just want some money for myself.
I'm not saying. Introducing this condition. You know such a condition by Agana, we have to do a barata.
Okay, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. Okay.
But there's always a loss. Whenever you go to base, there's always a loss. Lots of your time.
That's not called loss. Now. I thought he's going to take my money. He's going to damage me now. The damage. I'm losing something now, and I have to recover. So can you recover it?
No, but I can't recover time either.
He's not damaging me. He's not taking my time. It's just a causative. He's taking my time. What's he damaging in normal cases? He's either taking my money. or he's damaging me physically, or he's taking my food. He's doing something now of mine. He's taking something of mine. If he does not do anything, and it's just going to be causing you to waste your time later on, that's all he's doing now. It's just a course of it. What's he involved now, this guy? He's damaging you. So now you can take the law in your hands. Not if it's animal. Now, we said he can't recover his sleep. What's the halacha? What would the Chavis Yah say then? Would he still say, no, you have to take it on the chin, and that's it. And worry about the future. Take it to base him for the future. Yeah. Warn him for the future. Okay, but nothing about the past. Because it's not him. It's not Machavin. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Shimpei, Sivdad, and I'm learning the read the Shulchan Aruch. Will you tell me what do we learn from this Shulchan Aruch relevant to our Shaila in front of us now? What is he saying? Svina, Shimpei, Sivdad. Svina, Shachoshu, Lishove, Makovet, Hamasri. There's a boat, people are on the boat, loaded up the boat, and because of it's gone into the river, and now, because it's too heavy, it's going to sink. But Omad Echo Mehem Behikul Mahamad Savishlach Biyam. So one of them got out and said, hey, it's going to sink. We have to do something here. So he stood up and he threw some of the items which were being shipped out, he threw some of it into the river in order to lighten the loads.
We're now talking about the Mark and Sakana, are we?
Yeah, give even a bit Mark and Sakana. Potter, the guy who threw it out is Potter. He doesn't have to pay, says the Machaber, doesn't have to pay for the damage he's caused for those items which are in the boat. Why? Shamas the Shabak Morotif Achamehim. Because those items in the boat are considered like a rotif. They're trying, this cargo is trying to kill me. Because the cargo is making me sink. So it's trying to kill me. When someone's trying to kill me, I'm allowed to defend myself and push it off. So therefore, I'm allowed to chuck it away and not have to pay. The mitzvah rabos. The mitzvah shirishim. He chucks it away and he saved everyone. That's the machaber. Says the Ramah, Yeshomim dafka shetu'una yosemadai. There's an opinion that's only true if the owner of the cargo put it on the ship when it was known that the ship can't take this weight. Then we look at the cargo like rodev, and then if you chuck it away, you're potter. But if he puts on the cargo in a situation where the ship can take the weight, and then he went out to sea, the ship, and for reasons in the sea, weather, maybe weather reasons, made it now that under these circumstances it's too heavy to be able to navigate over here. And now it's the problem. And then you throw the goods out, then you're going to be chayav.
What if this guy's cargo was the first thing loaded to the ship, and then it was fine, and 10 other people loaded stuff?
Yeah, so according to Ramah, it's just after the last one. Yes?
To go searching the ship to find who was the last guy to put things on.
So yes? Yeah? The last one? Okay. So, this is a machlokas machab and Ramah. Here. Yeah. Now, what's it got to do with us, and what do we want to learn from here relevant to our question, which we're asking, what would the Chavis Yah hold? What do we see from it?
When you do something initially where there's either the potential, in the case of the ship, it's slightly negligent because it was overloaded. But you do something in the future where a later event is going to happen, you're still responsible for it. In this case, it was like a little day, and you can throw it over, no problem. And in the case of our thing, you installed an alarm with the possibility that it could go off in the future at 2 a.m.
And maybe the Ramah would say he's Pater, based on the Ramah's Yeshomim. Maybe the Ramah's Yeshomim would say that guy's Pater. Maybe the Ramah would say he's Chayim, and the Ramah would say he's Pater.
You're saying that it will be dependent whether you like Lala Machaba or the Ramah.
Right.
Now, why?
Because one's a Vadai and one's a Safek.
It's great. Machaber, you say you'd be chayv. Why would Machaber say in our case you'd be chayv?
You're allowed to throw it off the chomer.
You're chayv or you're potter, you're saying?
I'm saying, according to Machaber, since you're allowed to throw off the chomer, it means that
The guy that owns the alarm is cut for the loss. Yeah. I mean, the people are punter from damage.
Okay.
Which is just like McGorm, I'll throw off stuff, even though he put it on the head there and he put it on, everything was fine. But at the end of the Mahaber saying I could throw off their stuff.
Why? I over here is this cargo an animal or human being? Which category does the cargo fit into?
Animal
or human being?
Animal.
Okay. And still you're saying that even though the animal, the cargo, is damaging me, I'm allowed to throw it off and get rid of it. How does that fit with the Chavisya?
Because if I die, I won't be able to go to basement.
What's the other option over here? What's the other option?
They're going to die if you don't do it.
I have to save my life, I have to throw off, but maybe I have to throw it off and pay for it.
No, because if I die, I can't go to basis.
So therefore, what you're saying,
can't recover.
So this is a case where the animal is damaging me in a way that I can't, if I let it go through, then I can't recover the damage. Because if I let it go through, which is the cargo, let the cargo do what it wants to do, what's going to be with me?
Watery end.
We tend for other. Well, depends how deep it is. So therefore, we got a case over here where money is chasing after you in a fashion if you let it do what it does, then there's no way of recovery because you'll be dead. So therefore, yeah, because there's a certain amount of money something. Okay? Belkhavish is irrelevant. Belkhavish says you're supposed to do this, but maybe you have to pay. You don't have to pay. Even if you do it, are you supposed to pay?
You see, you break into a drugstore to get a drug to save your life. You still have to reimburse them afterwards.
Right. So here he says, we got a case of what we're looking for. We got a case where money is chasing after you in a fashion where you can't recover that money unless you take an action of defense. A positive action of defense to get rid of it. And we're saying, go ahead and do it. And the Mechaber is saying, you're allowed to do it. And not only allowed to do it, and admitted to do it, you're potter from paying. Because even although we said last week, the Chavisya said, if money chases after you, you're not allowed to fight against it. And you're chayv if you do fight against it. You're just allowed to say, let it go and recover. Here, there's no way of recovery. So Chavisya would not say his din in a case where there's no way of recovery. We see from the Mechaber in the case where there's no din of recovery, you just let it go through, there's no din of recovery, you'll be dead, because the whole boat will sink. Therefore, you're allowed to defend yourself and take the law in your own hand and destroy the item.
Wait a minute.
Destroy the item, and you're not chayv to pay. It's money, it's animal. And
with
the Mechaber says you're chayv to pay if it's an animal, only if he's standing barotzen against you. Here, that's only a shayla of the. Yeah, you can always recover. Here, you can't recover. So we see when you can't recover, then even the Chavisya will allow you to take action against animals and monies and everything, as long as you've got the first three conditions.
The Rama is not disputing
it.
Fine.
Now, that's the Mechaber. That's the Mechaber. Very good. I'm going to talk to you. Talk to me. I'm talking to you. But that's the Mechaber. From Maramoka number 2, we see the Mechaber says that, even when money stands against you, you are zonah to take the law on your own hand and not pay for it, because there's no way of recovery if you don't do it. Yeah, and the whole Chavisya was when you can recover in this.
As far as not paying for it, he's only talking about where it's going. You're by losing money.
Okay. We haven't done the halo. I haven't given Shimon rotif, have I? Okay, that's the next another topic. But now, what does the Rama hold? What does the Rama hold? Mats, that's what you're bothered about. So what does the Rama hold? Does he argue on that fact that we just spoke out? We come with the conclusion is that everyone agrees, even the Chavis Yogi, if there's an animal in front of you to damage you in such a way where you can't recover, even the Chavis Yogi would say, take the law in your hand to get rid of the animal, not pay. That's what we concluded from the Mechaber. Now, does the Rama say something which conflicts with that analysis, that conclusion? Does the Rama argue with that?
Yes.
Let Matzah speak it and see. So
we're not dealing in Sin and Shin Pei with Doin Din or the Nasir. We're dealing with he's allowed to throw it over in order to save his life. Then as a secondary issue, does he have to pay for it? So
correct.
Nobody argues that he can throw it, and he should throw it over to save his life or anybody else.
And what's the sad to say you're chayev?
Nothing to do with this.
Why you're chayev to pay? You're supposed to. Avada agreed to
because
it's Kodesh Mazik. You have to do it.
Because Mazik, you have to pay even the bonus.
Fine.
And this is an onus.
But if there's a din of it in Nafshe, then I'm not a. If, I'm telling you, if you would be a din of it. But
again,
let me finish the sentence. If there's a din of it in Nafshe, then that says I'm not a mazik.
Correct.
I'm actually doing what is
I'm entitled
the basin will do,
right.
And therefore you wouldn't have to pay at all.
Right.
But so therefore, why does the Rambam say you have to pay?
Because this is not Dina Danasha. It's nothing to do with Din.
So, but it should be called
it's not in your day, and not Choshi Mishra.
Fine, but you should be potter because of the Danasha. Why not?
No, because I'm not doing Dina Danasha.
Well, why not? Why not?
Because I don't have a monetary right to throw over his
property. Why not?
Because I don't. It's not my property. It's like if somebody points a gun at me and says, I want you to smash his car. I have to smash his car, but I got to pay for it.
But here's the difference. Here, the animal, the cargo itself is coming and saying, I'm going to kill you.
Doesn't matter.
It's the animal. It's the Chavis Yos case, last week. The animal's coming to eat your fields. This week, the cargo's coming to make you sink and die. So therefore, can you stand against that cargo? Can you stand against the animal? Last week you said, don't shech the animal. This week we say, shech the cargo. Get rid of the cargo.
As far as
Makaba says, Einoch Elami. Yeah, what does Ramon say?
Well, as far as Choshe Mishpat is concerned, the cargo is not doing anything. It's only because Hilchos Rodeif when you look at the cargo.
Why is the cargo not doing anything?
Because if for Rodeif, you don't even need Kavana. The guy could be not even realizing what he's doing. You could kill him to stop him. If somebody is running if somebody is in a car and he's about to run into me and kill me, I can blast his head off even though he doesn't know what's going on. Nothing to do with Choshe Mishpat.
Does everyone agree to what Matzis is saying? Everyone understand what Matzis is saying? There's two things.
Fair point.
Anyone?
This is his property. It's not another person.
So what?
It's definitely a thing.
Is the ship about to sink?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's making the ship sink?
Cargo.
The cargo. Okay. Last week. Is the... your produce about to disappear?
Yes.
What's making the produce disappear?
Animal.
Okay. Last week, are you allowed to chef the animal? Why? Because the owner's not doing bikavona. This week, is the owner doing bikavona with the cargo?
No.
Okay. So therefore,
nevertheless,
we're saying even though the owner's not doing with kavana, I mean, chaba is for sure true. If you're not doing with kavana, last week we said he was negligent. Even though he's negligent, you can't check it. This week they're saying not only the owner's not negligent with the cargo, he's completely onus with the cargo, and nevertheless, chaba says get rid of it, and your potter from paying because the cargo itself was trying to damage you. You're protecting yourself from the cargo. So therefore, conjugate with the animal, where he's negligent even, must be, the difference is this week, there's no way to recover the damage, and last week there was a way to recover. So in Mechaba, it's definitely true. In the Ramah, you can clear. Is it better than last week? Or is it worse than last week? Was it the same as last week? Matis wants the Taina, that even though the Ramah says you have to pay, it's not because he holds, even when there's no way of recovery, you still can't take the law into your own hands. Matis wants to claim that, though here, really, you can take the law into your own hands. But here, the owner is totally onus. And last week, he's talking about where his negligence, because you gave him warnings. That's what Matis wants to say. Yes?
I want to say it's a
Rode. It
has nothing to do with
Dain Din and Mamish. Don't say those words, because Mechaba does. Mechaba says it is.
And I would Mechaba say that Kosha can. Even in a case of a Mamish or Rode, the Ramah still says you're chayav to pay, even though it was mutter to take action. Kosha can, if it's not a case of a regular Rode, it's just a case of an annoyance,
okay,
and inconvenience, then for sure you'll have to pay according to the Ramah.
So therefore, you're correct. You've got two. We don't know what the Ramah says. We know what the Machabah is saying. In respect to our Shaila, the Machabah is clearly saying, you can take the law in your own hands, even though it's an animal in front of it, and money in front of us, in a case where there's no way of recovery, you can, and you're not liable to pay, because you're not considered a mazik at all, you're called Ovid in an Asher, and he, you're released on pay. Even if he's totally onus, even in that case, of course you get when he's negligent. When you can't recover, you can take the law in your hands, and you're not considered a mazik. But in the Ramah, you can declare. The Ramah says you can't, and you have to pay. Is the reason because he says, like the Chavisyah applies, whether you can recover or not, you still can't take the law into your own hands, and therefore you're always going to have to pay. Or as the reason is here this week, you can not take the law in your hands because the owner was absolutely unowners. But if he was negligent, and you can't recover, maybe he would agree. That we're not sure in the Ramah. So therefore, what would it be stuck in our halacha? With the alarm going off, the guy in Ramat is refusing to come. But he's not doing it for kavon. He's just completely out in negligence, damaging you. He's damaging you in a fashion where you can't recover that damage. Yeah? And basically won't give you back your seat. What would the halacha be? When they smashed open, went through the door and broke the alarm, are they chayv for damages or not?
If
you're the machaber, the shulchan aruch, what would he say?
Your potter.
Because there's no way of recovery. And he's even negligent here. You don't have to pay when he's totally onus, when there's no recovery, conscious again when he's negligent. And if you're Ashkenazi, there's two ways to learn.
But the Ramah, there's no two ways to learn, because nobody says that the Ramah says you have to let the ship sink. Nobody.
Rather, we want to define you. Are you, just one word, are you a mazik or not a mazik?
That's it.
If you're obedient, if it's obedient in Asher, if it's regular, if it's obedient in Asher, you're not mazik.
You can't have both.
If you're obedient,
by this case, you can have where you're throwing it off.
I think I explained you very well. The shayla is, are you mazik or not? And Ramah say you are mazik. And you don't have the head of Ovid in Asher. He's clearly saying you don't have the head. Is the reason. If you've got Ovid in Asher, you're not Masik.
They're not dependent on each other.
Great, but I'd say they're not dependent.
I could be free to throw it off, but still be Chayim.
Yes.
By doing the Din Asher, you can't be that.
Yes, you can.
It's either doing the Din Asher and I'm Potter,
yes,
or it's not doing the Din Asher and I'm Chayim.
So if the Ramah says you're Chayim, he's for sure saying you're not Ovid in Asher. You're mechuyev to throw it off, but you're not Ovid Din Asher.
The workbook, not Ovid Din Asher, means I wouldn't be allowed to throw it off.
Ovid Din Asher, I'm allowed to throw it off. What are you talking about?
No, if the Ramah is, if you're saying when the Ramah says you're chayev, that means ain't Adam Din Asher.
That means I'm a mazik. I'm allowed
which
to.
Means I can't be.
I know. I'm allowed to mazik to save my life.
That's right, because I'm doing Din Asher.
But you're mazik. That's the definition. Okay, I think we covered it.
Okay.
You're a mazik, and you don't have the hat. You're not called mishtara. You're called a mazik. But you're mechuyev to mazik because you have to save your life, but you have to pay. Okay. So mechaber, these shchenim off the hook. According to Ramah, you got two ways. Now let me ask the next question from a gemara. This is the Evan Ozel's question. The Torah doesn't fit with the Shulchan Aruch, which the Chavisyah gets his whole halacha from. You know, there's goats eating the fields, and you can't do anything about it. Just go to the basin. How does that fit with the Gemara in Chof Ches or Medalas in Baba Kam? What's it talking about? It says over there, Sha'ola Agabi Chaveh Lahoga. A ox that goes on top of another ox to kill it. Ubar balataktan, and then comes the owner of the bottom ox, who's been in the process of being killed. V'shomates shalom, and he takes his animal away. V'nofu elyon, and that by taking him away, the top ox, which was in the process of trying to kill the bottom ox, falls, v'mace, and dies, upotam. And the owner is potter from paying for the damages to the top ox.
How's the grammar?
How can you say it's potter? How does that fit with the case of the Chavisya? The case of the Shulchan Aruch.
I have to save my own money.
Right? Well, it's last week. I'm afraid you weren't here. Let's repeat last week what it says. You have a goat which is constantly going into your fields and eating your money. And you gave three warnings. Says the Shulchan Aruch based on Tosfos over there. If that goat comes down the fourth time And the only way to stop it is to kill it and shecht it. You're not allowed to shecht it. You're just supposed to stand there and let it eat. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, you let it eat.
Because you have to let it eat.
Yes, it, if that's the only way to stop it eating, it's to kill it.
No, if I can stop eating,
No, the last week Shulchan Aruch. That's why I said you're not going to hear. The only way to stop it is to kill it. You're not allowed to kill it. You just stand there, smile, and let it eat. And take it to the base. That's the case.
That's not the only way to stop it. And it
will die
in the miracle of the
There's no way.
There's no way.
I'm saying the mysterious of last week's case.
I understand, but that's why it's not comparable to
the case. Let me speak out the question. That he said, you have to smile and let it eat. You can't protect your money. You can't protect your money. Just go to basin and claim your money damages from the owner afterwards. That was last week. This week, the Gemara says, the ox is on top of your ox. The animal's on top of your ox. He's coming to kill your ox. You're allowed to take action to stop that by killing the animal. Why can you kill the animal? How can you kill the animal? You should let you smile, take pictures, have witnesses, and then take him to basin afterwards. You owe me or not? The Gemara's talking about Mazimur. The Gemara says your thing. It says, even in the case where it's a Mazimur. Okay.
But your action on your animal, not his animal. Second of all, you do the Mike Tatsala on your animal. And the byproduct is your Mazimur.
It's indirect. The last week's case is your mama shot them on purpose. In this case, you're not even trying to hit his animal. You're trying to take your own animal. Derek Agav,
is that called? We did have Shirin's in Mazik. This is not called indirect. When there's an animal standing on a ladder and you take the ladder away, that means you have damaged him directly and you're chayev b'dayozim in base to pay for the damage. It's not indirect. You are directly damaging the top animal. Why is it different from last week's case? I was saving my money last week as well. The only way to save my produce is to kill the animal. I'm saving it. I'm involved in Hatzola. What's the difference? This week's Hatzola, that's last week's Hatzola. And last week said, can't Hatzola, just take it to basin afterwards. Recover. You can recover here as well.
The action wasn't definitely going to result in death of the animal. It happened to be. But it equally could have been the animal would have been fine or would have got hurt. That's a suffix. Last week's case was Vadai. I was Vadai hurting the animal. Killing the animal,
shepherding
the animal, I was
buying,
so that's the same case.
You're putting baby in Kimsa. You must be one of the Bali Gomorrahs. That's adding things to the Gomorrah. This is amazing.
It didn't say he went to kill him, it said he went to pull the animal, and then it fell. But
Nafo! Yeah, Nafo! Yeah, I never predicted this was happening. Now Mats has understood the question. He can give an answer.
I'm allowed to be Mats for my mama.
Last year also you asked that question. Why is it not Mats? What's the difference?
Because I'm not doing this to kill your animal. You're the animal. I'm doing it to kill your animal.
Very good. Very good. Let's see what the Masham answers. Yesh lachalik. Yeah, make a difference. Ben heicha de mazik shashachver b'yatayim. If you go and push the top animal over, that would be comparable to last week. You go, don't take away your animal, you push the top, that's like killing the animal last week, not allowed to. But in the case where you pull yours away, and he gets damaged directly, but automatically, but not with your action, you can do what you like in your own stuff. Okay, those is his words. What's the Havana behind it? Why? Why is this different? You can't go ahead and check the animal. You just smile, take it to basin. And you can't push the animal off. You have to smile and take it to basin. That's the only thing you can save it. What you can do, you can take your animal away and then die, even if it's for sure going to happen, you can still do that. Why? What's the difference?
Can't push the shore off of the one.
No, that's like shechting. That you can't do. But you can pull your one away and then it ought to die automatically, even it's mukhrak going to happen. You can do that. Why? What's the difference? Meaning?
No?
Relevant to our Shaila Ovid in it in Nafshe, meaning? Are you acting like a policeman? Are you acting like a policeman?
No. That's different. Last week,
you're not recovering anything.
Last
you're
week
not trying to recover anything from the guy.
Last week, Shulchan Aruch, you're acting like a policeman. You're a judge and jury. You said you don't make conditions. Here, you're not doing that. Here, you're simply saving your own item. You're not making a judgment call about the other item.
Yeah.
Well, you're not doing the last week either.
You're saying I have a right to go on my own hand and kill that animal.
Okay.
So you're not saying this.
What?
You're not doing anything. An animal is in a place doing something it shouldn't be doing, and you're doing something it should be doing, irrelevant to the animal happens to be there where it shouldn't be, and it's killing itself. The animal is really killing itself because it's in a place it shouldn't be. You didn't punch it out, you're the animal. You just did what you're allowed to do with your own things. The animal was there and it got killed because it was where it shouldn't be doing it. That's the animal's business.
Okay, so now, very good. Everyone's saying the right answer. You are doing what you're supposed to be doing with your animal. And it happens to be, it's something to do with me, there's an animal on top. Yeah. So now, let's get to our law. And this is where we'll finish tonight, so after this. Psak halok on the law. It's going off the law. Now, the guy doesn't want to come. You break in, and you smash the law. What's that comparable to? Is that like the policeman shechting the animal, pushing the animal off? Or is that comparable to pulling your animal away from the damaged area?
Sounds like policeman
pushing the animal off. I'm damaging your property.
Is it absolutely in that category and not in that category? Or is something could be in the middle?
You're pulling, it's like you're pulling your own animal off because you're doing something.
No, but not breaking the melee, breaking the melee.
You're caring about preventing your non-recoverable loss, and the only way to do that is by doing this.
Well, that's the same thing with the animal on the field,
though. If your apartment was under his store and you moved your apartment away and his store fell, that would be you know? In this case, you were directly damaging his alarm.
So one of the Dayonim wanted to say that here it's comparable to pulling your ox away. Why? What way is it comparable? He said it's not like the Chavis Yos case. The Chavis Yos case is there, the animal's about to do damage. The animal's about to do damage, so what do you want to do to stop it doing the damage?
Kill it.
Kill it. It's a preventive measure.
Well, he's already doing the damage.
Preventive, yes. He's already done. What he's done is done. He's about to continue. Okay. Yeah. It's a preventative measure. Preventative measure, that's what the Chavis Yos is talking about. But if it's not a preventative measure, the noise is damaging me. Yeah? So what is that?
No,
that's called.
I don't want it to continue damaging.
What is that called? That's called, like Baruch is saying, is that you're actually just doing what your rights are. What's the Toshalo is? That's my right. I'm involved in turning off this alarm.
Yeah, but you're doing it to his property.
Yeah. Why can't you push the animal over at the top?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do the same? Yeah. So therefore, that's why Rove the Basin said, no, there's no proof from it. No proof. It's only, this case is mamish when you're not the policeman. Like I explained it before. It's only when you're not a policeman. And therefore, if you're, as soon as you're not just, you're not doing recovering your own items, but you're actually doing something to him, you're considered a policeman, and then you would have to have the heter of it in the nafshe, and then you would have this, the scenario of the chavisyon. So therefore, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that
Mechaber
says you're potter, the Ramah says it's a sophic, and therefore what do we do when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, what's our law? Do you have to pay or not under those circumstances? No, you don't have to pay under those circumstances. So what have we learned this week? We learned this week, this fourth condition of Chavis Yah, that may not apply when you can't have recovery. Right. And we've also added that Ovid in the Nashe doesn't apply only when you're a policeman. Then you need to come and Ovid in the Nashe. But if you're not a policeman, you're just recovering what's yours and not doing anything, but it has a automatic result to him, that's not called Ovid in the Nashe at all, and then you don't need any of the Klalim. Therefore, everything that happens in the case of recovery of your own item, you're not going to be chayav for it. So those are the two things we learned out from this week. But the halacha, in the actual case of the Ramot Hanof, is not chayav to me. What does Eric want to ask?
The argument is that you're losing money and you're going to pay back in the basement. When you don't, then what you're losing is not money. Continues.
Is that means it's not recovered. You can never recover it. That's what we're saying. In the case of non-recovery, then we're suggesting, we clearly see from the Mechaber, the condition of the Chavis Yah doesn't apply, and then you can. In the Ramah, we're not sure. But the halacha is, Roman definitely cannot Mechaber the Shechinim. Correct?
Correct.
If they would ask the Shaila to a Rav, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
All right, the Ramah might be, you could break it, maybe you're fired for it.
No, because that's the constant of Foshas. That's only what's going to be Foshas.
That's it, but we're learning from that.
When we learn, when we get to Shem Rotif, we'll see whether it extends further than what's the constant of Foshas. Okay, have a good Shabbat.